You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Carthage.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duna, Damon Day, Loper Baseball Coach. Yes, baseball is going to get going here. Kind of when all the kids get back to school, pretty much everybody wants to get together and at least get something going. We'll talk as the co-host. We'll also throw a little baseball out. The baseball banquet is coming up around the corner as well. Emily Cady, Nebraska four-year starter. She started every game for the Husker women. They head to Michigan State. We're going to chat with her a little bit later on in the program as well. Look at the Husker men, UNK, some updated high school polls and a whole lot more coming up. But Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you.
New Indians hat?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
I've had it for a little while.
Yeah.
Proud of them. Proud to be an Indians fan. I haven't done much this offseason, but proud to be an Indians fan.
When's the last time they were in the World Series?
Yes, 29 years! Yes, yeah. I can finally say it!
Yep. So, I think 01? Was it 01 or 97? I know 97 they got beat by Nagy, gave it up in the 10th.
Awesome.
After Jose Mesa blew it. So... Yeah.
There you have it. Well, what's the new year bring, man?
Nothing. You know, I had a phenomenal New Year's Eve as I watched the Indiana Hoosiers defeat the Nebraska Cornhuskers live at Pinnacle Bank. I found it very interesting.
Were you wearing Indiana gear?
No, sir.
Okay.
Nope, I'm not that guy.
You weren't wearing UNK gear.
No, not that guy.
All right.
Just neutral. Street clothes, as I like to say. Just normal stuff. But I was very...
you never wear.
Exactly.
Because I don't know if I've ever seen you wear anything that doesn't have UNK on it.
Exactly.
You clown.
But I was very interested at the I found it a very interesting experiment in fandom. That whole Tom Crean, Miles incident. The whole fisticuffs things. And I realized that as a fan, you should never, ever try to speak as a neutral party. Because no matter what, your perspective is completely shaded by whoever you're the fan of. Because it was funny because I had all the Husker fans talking about how awesome it was. And then I still read the Scarlet newsletter and everything else, how everybody was like, what a mockery or what a joke Miles is for trying to fight Tom Crean. Like, and it was just funny how you get two different fan bases who saw the same exact thing.
How about the same fan base that thinks it's okay for Miles but not for Pelini?
Exactly. Oh, no, you're exact. I mean, I wasn't going that route because I figured that...
No, I am.
I figured that conversation's over with, per se, but
no,
maybe...
No.
Okay.
No.
You know, oh, no, you're exactly right.
Not for this guy.
If you think about it now, in the last year and a half, Miles has been ejected from an NCAA playoff game.
Which was bogus.
Right. But still, he got ejected for it. And then he was challenging another coach to a fist fight.
Well, you don't know that.
He was doing the old fake hold me back.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing all that. Yeah. You're lucky my boys are holding me back.
Even when Miles puffs his chest out, I think I'm right there with him. I think I can hang.
Yeah. So
I have a lot of chest to puff.
You know, and it's probably even more of an in a show of just how much pressure Miles feels like he's under and how he's trying to save the flow of the season and the narrative on the season and trying to get his guys to do something. But if you watched the Iowa game last night, they just don't have enough bodies. They just don't have enough athleticism when you have that many injuries.
They didn't last year.
Right. You know, and so, but the injuries have hurt, and hopefully they'll be back here shortly. But that was my biggest takeaway from the new year.
But 19 free throws in a first half of a college game. Robin Washit.
Refereeing's bad.
That's what he said. And it's bad because last year they told him, hey, let's get on this hand check and stuff. And last year, early on, these games were taking forever and there were a ton of fouls. Then I suppose somewhere they were trying to find a happy medium. And now we're at the middle point of the season, I guess you'd say. And these early conference games, maybe they haven't made the transition from, okay, we're calling it a little different than we did in the non-conference. As he said, it's horrid both ways, and it's hard to have any consistency. I mean, unless you're just – because they're not all the same play. So how can it's just one of those things, being an official.
Why do you think that's
a lot of fouls.
Do you think officiating has deteriorated, or do you think the focus on officiating has amplified?
No, there's a lot of whining. There's a lot of whining. Go make a play. The problem with the officiating is it's not a problem. People yell at the official no matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they do. You're not calling enough. You're calling too much. You're not calling this. You are calling that. I mean, every game and every situation is different. I'm tired of the player, the athlete, wanting a call every time down the floor.
Yes, when you spend too much time trying to lobby your case and don't get back on defense, That's an issue.
Well, it's the same with the coaches.
You know
what takes care of it? More technicals. Shut up.
Yeah, that is one thing that I do notice is very interesting about basketball. Is you are basically a lawyer. You are basically politicking for calls to be made, and you're trying to lay the groundwork for a case so that in the second half you get those calls, type of thing. And I find that funny. But in the baseball world, you cannot argue balls and strikes. You cannot even say anything. Or you get the...
Yeah, but let's be honest. I can agree with that because, let's be honest, you really don't know. You really don't know. Yes, you can tell if it's high. You can tell that. But you can't tell if it's in. I mean, yeah, the catcher moves his glove. Where's he sat up? That whole ball strike thing, I think, is so much... There are so many instances. They're bringing up the pass interference in football. They're bringing up the block charge in basketball. I just think the ball strike thing is so totally different than all that other stuff.
And you know what? It is. You are from an angle, and you do. I mean, unless you have video and all those types of things. Yeah, that's not so much the point of is that there's already legislation in place about what you're allowed to say and not say as a coach. But then they let back. I mean, how many times have you seen it? And I've really noticed it since I've gotten older and you're kind of looking at it and you watch how coaches react. How many coaches are on the field? I mean, on the court. If you watch basketball nowadays, how many times does a referee almost just lay a coach out? I mean, there's no more staying in the box. I mean, you got guys going all over the place. You got them going out onto the field. Yesterday and late in the game, Tim Miles on two separate occasions was pushing players to go into the corner. You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying is it's just such a different dynamic, but it's everything's become amplified. Everything's on TV. There's always a replay. There's always, you know, all those different types of things. And let's face it, excuse making is at its utmost right now. And, you know, no one wants to talk about Detroit giving up a 14-point lead. And you know, running rough shot in the first quarter, but then just deciding that we're just not going to run anymore because we're going to have Matthew Stafford go pass happy. No one wants to take the Detroit Lions to task for losing that game. But they're going to talk about one play and the timing of that play and how it was the biggest fix, the most egregious call ever made, all those types of things. And that just goes to show where we're at, I think, today in general on sports. You got to have something to talk about. You got to blow something up to kind of, you know, the nastiness sells.
What's worse than all of this and why I love sports and why most of us love sports is then you see the story today. And this goes back to the Dallas Cowboys game, and they keep showing Governor Chris Christie up there in Jerry Jones' box wearing an orange? It wasn't red. It was an orange sweater. But, of course, refusing to wear blue, the color of the Cowboys, because what is blue associated with in the political world?
The Republican Party.
The other side.
Excuse me.
The Democrats.
Right, the Democrats.
Oh, God. Don't take that chance.
I mean, that's one of those that really, I mean, if you follow politics or if you try to follow anything that's going on, like I used to be the most avid political watcher. It's what my degree's in and pre-law and all that. Like I used to love that stuff, but I can honestly say since Barack Obama has been elected president, you can't even watch it anymore. Because, I mean, and not because of him. I'm just saying how, you know, nasty it was. Scott Steinbrook, the high school basketball coach for Kearney High, if you ever follow him on Twitter, he's a good follow. But he was talking about how this is what our country's come to. And, like, one of the headlines was, how the Republicans plan to be a thorn on the side of Obama. And it's just like, and now you have a governor of a state can't wear a certain color. I mean, it's all relative and ridiculous, but... You know, and then but then you have the stories of the great Stuart Scott passing away, and I mean I remember him just when I was in high school and Sports Center. I mean, he did transform. I mean, I didn't like it. I'll be honest with you, I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. It was kind of over the top for myself. I'm a little more conservative, a little more, you know, Keith Jackson is the way you call a gamer, or Vince Scully is the way you do those things. But to just realize how big of a pioneer he was. In the sports, pop culture is probably a better way to say it, and how his catchphrases became popular. As a radio guy, is that something that did he have an impact on you, or is it just so stylish?
Well,
the style's so different.
I didn't think I would talk about it, and I'm Doug and Kearney, but it seems like everybody has an opinion on this, and I think first off, what I'm taking from this is. Stuart Scott impacted more people. I mean, ESPN has went wall-to-wall Sunday with nothing but Stuart Scott tributes. They have had folks pass away and not a lot, thank goodness. I mean, the company still is 35 years old, so a lot of the young people haven't had to or they've moved on, but he stayed with the industry, and this the people that he impacted – and, of course, the longevity of it where he gets to, you know, you're going to have the big interviews with Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or and again, in the African-American community, they looked up. I mean, he was the guy. For me, and I don't know that I'll even say this right, but I guess I sided with the folks that when Stuart Scott came on and ESPN2 began, it was supposed to be totally different than what ESPN was, and now it's not. It's exactly the same. They have a couple of different shows in there right now with First Take in the Morning. That's about the best example of that. But then they started mixing them in. And, yeah, well, you know what? If I want to watch ESPN2, I'll watch ESPN2. If I want to watch ESPN, I'm going to watch ESPN. I thought Stuart Scott was trying too hard to copy what Kenny Mayne was doing, what Chris Berman was doing, and he was very young, and you're thinking, how the hell did this kid get this job? And all of a sudden, you know, so there's – I'm not saying I was jealous because I'm here in Nebraska, and it's not like I was going to get that job. It's not like he beat me out for some kind of a job. That's not what I'm saying at all. But then you're right. You had to get used to it, just like people had to get used to Colin Cowherd when we replaced Tony Kornheiser on ESPN Radio. I mean,
there's still a lot of people that haven't done that.
There's just some getting used to it, or else you're just never – that's just not the way you're going to do. And he definitely reported things differently than everybody else. He just had a different style. Well, everybody's supposed to have a different style. Stewart's was a little bit more recognizable. Different style. And there was nothing ever wrong with it. It just took some getting used to. And hey, the catchphrases, and as you did get used to it, and as he kind of defined his craft, and I think even
I think the good thing about Stuart Scott is, I think when he became big, he didn't act like he was big.
Right.
I think that is the biggest thing with any of the folks that have a national attention. When you become that superstar or that very recognizable figure, he didn't act like he was better than everybody else. Why do you think there's all these tributes? Why do you think he was the friend of everybody? Some of the stories they've been telling, some of the things that, a lot of the things that go on behind the scenes. So it's obviously he was as good a man as you could possibly be. And it's hard to believe that he was only 49.
Right.
I mean, he got big at 28, which is referencing back to how the hell did this young kid get this job at the age of 28?
And that's where I think it is a historical event from the standpoint of he's the first person who kind of was hired for a demographic reason. Like he like you said, his style was very similar to Boomer and Kenny Mayne and kind of used to be an old Cleveland broadcaster by the name of Waylon Boot, who used to do the same type of shtick and have the sayings and all those types of things. But it was the first time that I can remember in my beginning to watch SportsCenter grow and get bigger where he was going after a certain audience. He was going after a certain demographic. He was trying to show that ESPN was diverse and it was all cutting edge and it wasn't your dad's SportsCenter anymore. This was, you know, that's why they went with Oberman and Dan Patrick in the Feel Good Hour. Who was the guy that did the Feel Good Hour? My mind completely just went blank.
With who?
It was Dan Patrick, Oberman.
Okay.
And then who?
Eisen and Scott.
Yep, but no, it was 95 because this is when I was in college. He went on to do CBS late night. We'll have to have our engineer effort that. He was so familiar. He was so popular, and now my mind completely went blank because I threw in Oberman and Patrick, and that's not who I was going with. But he always did
Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn.
Obviously from old school.
Yeah. But Craig Kilborn, again, was cutting edge, was again that guy who played to the fact that, hey, I'm talking right now to my demographic of college-aged guys who just got home from the bar, and I'm letting them know I'm on the same page, because that's who he was. You know, and that's where I think Stuart Scott was a pioneer and why there is such reverence for him, because it changed ESPN from crusty, stale sports to cutting edge. I mean, the graphics, the music, the highlights, and I think that's...
There is no doubt that you bring up an interesting point, because they did need some youth. You kind of think about all those early years and all those old clips that you see. They needed something to mix it up.
Yes.
And Stuart Scott mixed it up, brother. Let's get back to a couple of the tweets, emails. If you want to get a hold of us, commenting on anything that we've started to talk about or that we will get to or maybe you want to bring up, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. The email for our Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, call us anytime, 888-455-ESPN. Of course, we'll probably only answer it during the show, 888-455-3776. We were talking about officiating in the different sports. Mark fires in. He goes, high school wrestling, coaches are not allowed to question a judgment call. Wish other sports would adopt this rule. Disputes may be addressed at the scores table. As a coach, you can ask for an explanation, but no questioning. If you do, you lose a team point. That's a very gray line, Mark. Thanks, though, because I've been there. They're questioning.
Oh, yeah.
They're questioning. That's a take.
It's all your tact.
Isn't that a take? Yeah. What do you think happens when you get to the scores table?
Yeah. I've always thought of the standpoint because in baseball, everyone's like, oh, you argue calls. Yeah, you do. But baseball coaches are the only ones who have no impact on the game if you get ejected. I mean, granted, you're not around to make some decisions down the road, but there's no penalty. Like, you can only lose a run. You know, everybody else.
Yeah, you're not shooting free throws.
Right. In football, there's you're gaining 15 yards. Yeah. You know, there's all those. Baseball coaches are the only ones that don't penalize their team.
You're a clown. Good Lord. Why would I even read this, John? Come on, Doug. If you passed away tomorrow, I don't know how we could replace you. No one else takes static the way you do. You would be recognized by lots of people. You have taken the Doug and Daddy show to a whole new level. Yeah, 5 days a week.
That's like wait a minute. Is that an armored truck backing up right now? I didn't think so. We do have fun, though. Doug, do the Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. You were going to say something there?
No, that was one of those morbid ones, like, we don't want Doug to die tomorrow.
God, I got a weird complex about dying.
And
don't want to happen today either.
Exactly.
Or any time in the near future.
Yeah, so that one kind of caught me off guard. But it was cool to see North Carolina do the Stuart Scott thing, since he is a North Carolina
grad.
And so it's weird because it's like the first, I don't want to say icon, that I kind of grew up watching that you see kind of go away. Like Robin Williams was still a little bit, I don't remember many of his movies. Sigmar, I don't remember any of his, you know, but it's kind of seems like when somebody that you watched a lot, you feel like you know them a little bit, but you really, really don't. Yeah. It's kind of one of those weird things, but I mean,
you know
it's
them,
just amazing. Yeah. It's just amazing how much sports has changed in the last 25 years.
Well, since ESPN.
Yeah, truly.
Since ESPN.
Because there's a basketball game a weekend?
College kids could give a whole, if they wanted to do their doctorate or dissertation or anything, they could just talk about how ESPN, because of ESPN, we now have, it started slow and kept building. We now have college football on all the time. We have all sports on all the time. The social media, everything that's went with it, that other companies that have come along to challenge ESPN to get into the market, whether it challenged just to be into the same market, you know, Fox, CBS Sports, NBC Sports, Westwood One, blah, 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 all the way down. Everybody wants to get the story first. Everybody wants to break news first. Everybody's got to be a... I'm so tired of... I have to chuckle. I'll mention this. Do you even watch CBS or Fox pregame anymore for NFL?
No.
I actually checked it out a little bit this weekend because ESPN went early, and then especially for the afternoon games, they weren't right up against kickoff. They're so-called, they're Adam Schefters and Morts. They're different. You're just grasping at straws now.
Oh, and
I'm not saying it's not good what they do for that 1 hour, but it's not comparable.
I don't watch any of those shows.
NFL Network.
I haven't figured
ESPN,
out if those shows are for the
Fox.
Bar crowd, so it's on in the background, or if it's for there's actually people at home watching, because I can't imagine how you could watch that for that many hours. I was actually watching Building Alaska.
I didn't think it was possible to watch the entire Fantasy Football Now every Sunday morning. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Be back with more. Emily Cady's going to join us, Husker Women's Senior All-Conference Selection. They have the week off from class, but not from basketball. Of course, more. We've talked about the Husker men. We're going to get to UNK. We're going to get to Hastings. We're going to get to the high schools. Damon Day, we'll talk a little baseball. It's all coming up, so stay with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with a high of around 23. Winds out of the west stay at 5 to 10. Tonight we could see some scattered flurries as we stay cloudy with a low near zero. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 16.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath. Doug and Danny Show, Doug Entertainment Day with you on this Tuesday.
Glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, wishing you the happiest of New Year's, letting you know that they've got a lot of things going on to start 2015, including Cherokees, Chryslers, Dodges, Big Finish. Celebrate the holidays with exceptional offers on the Buick family. Get 0% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus $500 purchase bonus cash on the 2014 Buick LaCrosse. See your Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac for full details, or when it's a little chilly, know what you want before you go out there. You can do that. You can view it all on thinkmidway.com. Every vehicle on the lot is there, constantly updated. You can see the price range. You can see the color, two-door, four-door, something that's brand new, something that's just a couple years old. Maybe you're looking for something a little older than that, something specific. You can even have them look for it for you, and it's all there at thinkmidway.com. You can like them on Facebook and Twitter for more updates as well. Check them out. Midway, it's a better way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The high school basketball rankings are out. We went through the boys yesterday. The girls are updated today for the first time since the first of the year. Kearney girls are 7th in Class A, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. That was the only real major difference between the Omaha and the Lincoln paper. All the other teams are in there, ranked in some spot. The big story is Mike Patterson of the World Herald. He's got three, make it four. Let me double check. Is it only four? Yeah, four of his all-class top 10 are non-Class A schools, which I always know is a little bit of contention one way or the other, for especially if you're a Class A program. But they have Lincoln Pius the 10th, 3rd, Crofton 5th, Kearney Catholic 9th, and Minden 10th out of their all-class top 10. Of course, all of them undefeated. Benson's number one in A. Lincoln Pius is number one in B with Holdridge 8th. Kearney Catholic Minden 1-2 in C1 with Central City 9th. Crofton, they're crushing everybody. They're number one in C2. St. Cecilia is 3rd. Centura 7th and Sutton 8th. Dundee County Stratton number one in D1. South Loop is 10th. And Stewart's number one in D2. Giltner 2nd. Silver Lake 8th. Lawrence Nelson 10th. Lawrence Nelson and Giltner girls and boys doubleheader tonight on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Adams Central Minden doubleheader tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. Games on the radio are also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some other area games tonight. Central Catholic is at Holdridge. It is Centura at Sutton. Silver Lake at Superior. It is Ord at Cozad. Alma at Elwood. Arcadia Loop City's at Fullerton on the girls' side. Axtell's at Southern Valley. Overton taking on Gibbon among the games going on tonight. Well, Damon, you can speak at this from a coach's perspective. I'm sure Coach Cropped and Lofton are just a little uneasy. They go out, they beat the defending national champions Saturday. They're on a great high, number 8 team in the country, and then have to turn around and play on a Monday night.
Trap game.
School's not going.
It's one of those, and they
almost hold on.
Oh.
And lose in overtime.
Yeah.
To a team they should have beat at home.
It had everything that you worry about as a coach. I'm sure that Coach Lofton and Coach Kropp were thinking about that the minute that they beat Central Missouri. After they got done celebrating that one and being proud of the boys, they went and said, now we'll see on Monday, because Monday we have short turnaround, a weird scheduling. Nobody else is back in school yet. It's a Sunday. It's a slow day. No matter what happened in the, you know, just and all the ripings were there. They jump out to a 9-point lead at half. Things are going well, and then you know Missouri Western starts to make some shots, and so yeah, it's one of those games that is absolutely infuriating and frustrating as a coach because you probably talked about it 5 minutes after you just beat number 8 in the country. You just talked about trying to get to Missouri Western, trying to get that focus. And as a coach, you know this always goes down. Is next thing you know, you're in a 5-point game. They make a 3. You miss a shot. They make a 2. Now you're tied. And now you try to flip that switch, and you can't. You can't get it going. You try to make up for lost time. And so yeah, as a coach, it's one of those you go from the highest of highs to the I told you so's, which doesn't get you very far. But as a coach, they knew that that was a trap game. And that's what the scheduling. If you look at the MIAA scheduling across the board, it is borderline. And you know, I always have to be careful what I say, but I think people can read between the lines is I have never seen worse schedule making. Across the board in sports,
between the lines,
I don't know, but in all the sports, it is a frustrating thing from a coaching standpoint the way that the schedules are made.
And in this instance, with Christmas and New Year's falling on Thursday, which is kind of where they're at right now, they're playing a lot of basketball Thursday, Saturday doubleheaders. If it's your close one, if it's Hayes, you might go up and back on a Tuesday or Wednesday. But since Thursday was New Year's and Christmas, they fall on this Thursday or Saturday Monday schedule this time around, and I don't know how you avoid that, or if you just play the one game, or you tweak it out and massage it. There's a lot of easy ways to do things.
There's a lot of ways to do scheduling, and there's a lot of ways to do scheduling that makes sense. It just takes a concerted effort to do that, because if you want to just throw it into a computer program and get what it spits back out at you, and just count that as that's how we're going to do it, then you get stuck with the schedules that you get stuck at. But if you're willing to look at it from an objective standpoint and say, why is our basketball team going to play this team in a matter of 10 days, two teams in the matter of 10 days, why are we doing that? And now we're to the – I mean, so it's those types of things. And the baseball schedule as a whole. But if you look at other sports as well, you know, how fair is it that the UNK is going to open up? I believe they open up next year against Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, same now, schedule, just inverted.
Right. So,
home away type deal.
I mean, that – yeah, you stick it in a computer, that's what you get. But there's other ways to do it if you really, truly wanted to work at it and do it.
They're sticking it in a computer. Uh-huh. The Loperman shot – 52% in the first half, 13 to 25. From there on out, they were 11 of 38 the rest of the way and shot just 38%. So you figure it out what they shot in the second half. It was not very good. Even though Connor Baronic, who was named the MIAA Player of the Week, and Ethan Brozek still had the big numbers, they just couldn't overcome. So they go to Northwest Missouri State. Northwest Missouri's 11 and 2. That's on Thursday, so a tough one there. The women, they go to a 4 and 10 Northwest Missouri. Maybe it's their turn, and this is where they do have to make hay. We talked about it with Coach Chaney. When the calendar gets to the February, they're playing all these rated teams, like you said. I think they play 3 teams that are in the top 25 within 3 weeks. They play them like every week, which is crazy. But they won last night 86-81 despite LaQuinta Jefferson scoring 40 points for Missouri Western, one of the best performances in the history of the Health and Sports Center. For Hastings College, they're home tomorrow against Nebraska Wesleyan. Emily Cady, Husker Women's Basketball, coming up with us in our next segment. But do want to, while we're on this UNK kick, what do we got going on? A banquet, baseball, practice. What we got for Loper news there, Coach?
Loper baseball news, January the 17th at the Eunice Conference Center. We have our annual Upper Deck Club banquet. It's a fundraiser for the UNK baseball program as well as our facility, Memorial Field. And so details are you can contact the baseball office at UNK, or you can go to the Facebook page for the Upper Deck Club to find out more details. It's become a celebration of baseball within the city. The Little League teams will be there to be represented, and there's a lot of auction items, a lot of silent auction items to be there. And so it's just a great night to kind of – you know, with the 4 degrees temperature tomorrow, it's just kind of a night to start thinking towards sunnier days and warmer days. And you know, we open up on February the 1st this year. And so we start practice on Saturday, January the 10th. And our varsity roster will be back on Saturday to kind of get some things going, which we're really excited about. And, you know, right now we're just trying to stay pretty even keel with the guys. There's a lot of excitement around the program. We have a special group of seniors this year that have done a phenomenal job of leading us. And All-American Anthony Pacheco is coming. Will be back for his junior campaign, and we're excited about those types of things. But right now it's very difficult from a coaching standpoint because you have to keep everything under control, because there's a good chance that we're not going to get outside before our first game. And so
February 1st.
Yeah. So you got to kind of get into your coaching bag of tricks to kind of do some things, you know, and start to figure some things out. And, you know, we just need some we have the ability to plow some practice areas and clear off and shovel snow. But when the temperatures are where they're at right now with the wind chills and everything, moving snow makes no difference whatsoever. And so you kind of get in that time of year where you joke around with the players. You know, you always joke about, hey, you know, can you imagine being a football player, but you can never tackle or never throw a ball past 10 yards. But now we're just going to throw you out there and play you. Or we always use the reference for basketball coaches. Imagine that all they let you do for an entire week before your first game was dribble. You know, and that's kind of what we have to do. But we're very blessed with the facilities that we have, that the Kearney community has been so gracious to help us to develop, that we are able to get our offense in and get some live pitching and hitting in. And then obviously with the Cushing Coliseum and its sheer size, we like to get in there in the mornings. I know you're not a big morning workout guy, but we'll be in there about 5:15 every morning for the month of January, getting the guys ready to roll. So that's kind of where we're at with the baseball program. Quietly, you know, there's been some hubbub. We received some national votes and some recent polls, and we've been picked by some publications as one of the top teams in the region. And those are all things that we're very extraordinarily proud of. And a couple of our players have gotten some preseason recognition for what they've accomplished last year. I always joke with the preseason and postseason awards are usually the same.
Yeah.
So you kind of get two for the price of one, but we're excited that people are recognizing the type of student athlete that we have at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and the type of players that we've developed and the type of skill sets that they have shown. So right now it's just kind of one of those very, very nerve-wracking from a coaching standpoint, because you got to get them going and you got to get them prepared. But you also know you're kind of going to have to do it in a little bit different of a manner. So
you lost me at 5:15, you ding dong. What are you?
That's the only time that we can get in the cushion.
No,
it is. This is one of
those
debates.
What's the facility for?
This is one of those that I could debate for hours upon hours, but 5:15 is the time that we can get the most amount of work done and the bang for our buck when we're kind of, because baseball is
it's not like you're getting up at 5:15. You're arriving.
Yes.
Before 5:15.
Because baseball is a tough, difficult sport to practice indoors. It is, because you can't have anybody else in the room. It's not like you can have a baseball practice going on and then let them have aerobics on the other side of the building, and then a baseball gets loose and we're picking off people. So it's kind of one of, you know, people can't walk on the track around Cushing while we're trying to practice because they'll get hit. So you do have to go at that early in the morning so that we do not disrupt the rest of the university community.
Yeah.
We will beg to differ.
I'll talk to Mr. Plinsky. You know, if the baseball team needs to be in here from 3 to 5, then the baseball team's in here from 3 to 5.
The softball's from 3 to 5.
5 to 7.
Track.
Whatever the...
Exactly.
I'd still rather practice from 7 to 9. Kevin,
intramurals.
No. No. Intramurals for what?
UNK has a phenomenal intramural program.
I'm not saying they don't.
They got hoops and broom ball, and they got all sorts of stuff. That's just the life of a baseball coach.
Kearney Chicken Coop is the best of both worlds. The Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill is there for you, ready to take care of your lunch needs today. It's Tuesday. Go in, have their lunch special, which is any salad on the menu, and a soda for just a low, low price of $7. Don't forget Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 5:30, and every weekday afternoon, happy hour with specials on long necks, draws, and your favorite appetizers off the menu. Come on in, watch your favorite sporting events, play a little Keno. If you need a little business meeting, check out the basement at the Chicken Coop. It's got the pool table. It's got the darts. It's got the video games. It's a great family atmosphere. Or you can reserve it for one of your parties numerous times, graduations, receptions, just for folk family reunions. Get together at the Kearney Chicken Coop. They're there for you. Open 7 days a week, downtown Kearney. Emily Katie joins us when we come back.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
There's something for every outdoorsman at the 13th Annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. January 16th through the 18th at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, featuring over 100 exhibitors, plus a gun show, RVs, resorts, boats, and much more for kids, live trout fishing, archery, and a Daisy BB gun range. Seminar speakers include walleye fishing expert Ben Garver, fishing Iowa's Great Lakes with Doug Burns, fishing and bear hunting enthusiast Nelson Redekop, and many more. You'll have the chance to view the latest and greatest in boats, all-terrain vehicles, and campers, partnering for the weekend with Camping World, Cabela's, and Bass Pro Shops. Admission is $9 for adults and $3 for children 15 and under. The first 50 paid attendees each day get a prize courtesy of Camping World. Limit one per household. Don't miss the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, January 16th through the 18th, presented by Potawatomi Chapter of Pheasants Forever. Ever.
The first day, I couldn't even finish my push-ups.
Sarah Brutter is another CrossFit Archway success story.
They modified it to make it easier for me as a beginner. Every person that goes there cares that other people are there and really wants everyone to succeed. They're very encouraging. You feel kind of like a little family there. And a couple weeks ago, I realized I did 90 push-ups. I can do it now.
We're on Antelope Avenue in Kearney, or find us at CrossFitArchway.com.
I don't want people to be intimidated to try it. It's for everybody.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Some breaking news here within the last hour. Hastings College Athletic Director Jerry Schmutty has announced he is stepping down effective at the end of the academic year, calendar of the school year, which is June 30th, going into July 1st, so it's effective June 30th. Schmutty came to Hastings College in 2012 and has had to hire six new coaches. Bill Gavers for men's basketball. Kerry Hofstetter took over women's basketball. Steve Sponberg with baseball. Ryan Mahoney for cross country and track. Mike Shadwinkle, first year coach with wrestling. And women's soccer coach Chris Clements. He oversaw key internal changes to the Hastings College Athletic Department, including the addition of a full-time strength coach, which is a first in the GPAC conference, and a full-time sports information director. A search for Schmutty's replacement will begin once everyone returns for the start of the spring semester, which is a lot later this month, January 28th is what it says here for Hastings College. So
I think they have a midterm.
A lot of stuff there. When
I think they have a midterm.
That'd be tough to be a winter sports athlete.
Yeah, I think they have an interim term that started probably today and goes until the 25th. Mm-hmm. You know, you can take two classes, and then that way you can get on kind of called interim.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's how you get a lot of NAIA baseball players eligible. After rough first semesters, you can take interim courses and be ready to go.
You would know.
I would. I've heard stories if that's how they did it.
Really?
Being a former NAIA guy, that's what they say.
There you go. We can get you some of these three-hour courses in how to drive. T&L Irrigation, getting you ready for 2015. T&L, proven technology that works, wants to make sure that when 2015 gets here, which it is, and you are out in the field, which obviously is quite a ways down the road, but we say that now, and bang, it's going to be there upon you. Once baseball season starts, you're going to be looking to get into the field as well. So check it out, the very latest, what's new, what's improved, what maybe just need to be done for your current T&L irrigation system and preventative maintenance, located throughout the listening area, throughout the state of Nebraska. T&L Irrigation is there for you, taking care of every state in the union, and since the 1950s, more than 60 countries worldwide. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. The Nebraska men's basketball team, we talked about just trying to get home from Iowa. It's cold out there. We're trying to get the women off to Michigan State a little bit later on this week, see if we can pick up their first conference win of the season. And we're pleased to be joined here on ESPN Radio by the senior forward out of Seward, who has started every game of her Husker career. Emily Cady joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Emily, it is a pleasure to chat with you. This would be a good day for some of Mom's chili, wouldn't it?
Yes, and my mom makes great chili.
I was going to say, I saw that in your bio a little bit. What makes it great? What makes it better than everybody else's?
I really honestly don't know. It's just, it's really, really good. And it's great it's great with cinnamon rolls. So,
have you been able to share it with your teammates at all?
I don't really think they like chili. And I think having cinnamon rolls with chili is weird. So,
well, maybe it's a Nebraska thing. I noticed that, too, because right now the team, we have seen so many Nebraska girls rotate through. Some of them didn't finish out their careers, but at least were there for a year or two. You're the only Nebraska girl, native Nebraska girl, on the roster right now. Does that make things different, or does that make things a little more exciting?
I don't know. I think it's a little different and exciting. It's nice to have like people from all over the state, so like you get like a taste of what California is and like Canada and stuff like that. So it keeps you on your feet and it's fun.
What have you learned from some of your teammates? What's some of the quirkiness or neat things that some of your teammates outside of basketball have brought to the program that you've been able to learn, and as you said, from all around the country and North America?
I don't know. I mean, they're just, like, always having fun, like, outside of basketball. Like, they're always laughing, and they just take life so lightly, and it's fun to be around.
Talking with Emily Cady here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Emily, let's talk a little basketball here. Obviously, you guys got off to such a great start, 10-1, and then a couple of losses here to start conference season. I'm not sure that all the Husker fans really realized how good the two opponents were that you played here and as banged up as you guys were at Minnesota. I want to start there. How deflating was that ride home after you guys had such a big lead and still only with seven players suited up?
I mean, it was pretty rough ride home, but we stuck together and we still like laughed and had fun on the way home. We just kept thinking, well, what's next? Who do we have next?
And Maryland was next. Two totally different halves. Tell me a little bit about what changed in the second half. Coach Yori said, obviously, the shots weren't falling and probably didn't get to the boards as much as you've wanted. What was some of the talk like since that Maryland game and that you're going to be working on here the last couple of days in practice?
Yeah, well, in the first half, I think we only had, like, four turnovers. And then at the end of the game, I think we totaled, like, 12 or something like that. And so our increase in turnovers didn't help, and then also we didn't rebound as good as we did, and we didn't box out as good as we did in the first half, and that really killed us. And if we could have really done those two things better, we could have stuck with them a little more, I think.
We're chatting with the Huskers, Emily Cady, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They'll play at Michigan State on a Thursday night. Emily, we talk about the girls that are hurt, the girls that have been sick. You're used to playing a ton of minutes. As we said, you've played every game and started every game since you've been a Husker. But how hard is it not having just a little bit of a breather? You played all 40 minutes last time out at Minnesota. How hard is it not having some depth and watching some of your teammates not even be able to suit up?
It's definitely a struggle just because even that like couple minute break is nice. And it's also hard like because we have really great people that were hurt and sick. And it was just hard to see them because they wanted to play so bad. And it's hard to see them not be able to play.
You've played Duke. You've played UCLA. Was Maryland the best team you played this year, or did they just have it all going in the second half?
I think Maryland's a great team, and I don't know. I think maybe probably that they're probably the best team that we've played. They're really aggressive and big, and we just couldn't hang with them.
Is the offense struggling, Emily, or not? I mean, we see that, heck, you're losing a couple of games, which isn't the end of the world, and now the questions start coming to Coach Yori, and for the first time we're hearing, well, Jordan Hooper's not here, and all the girls are still kind of learning their roles. Is that coach speak, or is there some truth to that?
Yeah, I think so. And, like, the fact that some of, like she said, our shots weren't falling, and there are a lot of things that we need to clean up on our offensive side, but they're minor details, and once we get them cleaned up, I think we should be fine.
Emily Cady's with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to ask you about a couple of coaches. Of course, a lot of folks here are very familiar and have always loved the job that Coach Stevens has done. Can you talk about what she's been like and your work with her since she has come back to the Nebraska staff?
She's a ball of energy, and it's nice to have her around just because when we have, say, we have an early morning practice, she's always smiling and clapping her hands, and she's fun to be around, and she's a great coach too. She really knows what she's talking about, and she really helps us out with our defense.
And then obviously you got to play high school ball for Coach Tverdy, whose retirement took a whole year, and then he had to come back, and he actually he's actually had to be on the wrong side of a win-loss for a while, but you guys were so dominant at Seward. Can you talk about what Coach Tverdy meant to you and the group that you played with at Seward?
Coach Tverdy is great, and he's a great coach. He's not like a typical coach. Like, you would think, like, oh, a high school coach is going to be soft and, like, just let you do whatever. But, like, he really coached and he really cared about us, and he would yell at us when we weren't doing it right, and I really appreciated that. And he definitely made me a better player.
What are a couple of things that specifically maybe you learned from Coach that were something that you needed when you started your career at Nebraska?
I think being better on defense, he really focused a lot on defense, and I think he coached me well and helped me become a better defender.
Nebraska's Emily Cady is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Huskers ranked 19th in the country. Emily, how's it look going into Michigan State on Thursday night as you guys get ready to go in and beat the Spartans? What's it going to take?
It's going to take a lot of effort. We're going to have to do the big things like take care of the ball and rebound. And they have two really good scorers, Jankowska and Ariel Power. So we're going to have to play good defense and stop them. And if we do good, then hopefully we'll win.
Yeah, you guys didn't get any favors to start the season. Michigan State just fell out of the top 25. The two teams you've already played are in the conference. And is everybody shooting for you guys since you're carrying that trophy around, or at least Coach Yori's been carrying that trophy around?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let's talk a little bit before we let you get back to your day here. About kind of your legacy, it's your senior season. It's hard to believe, I'm sure, that time has flown by, but boy, you have got to be a part of probably the greatest run in Nebraska women's history. There have been some great individual players, but you and T and Sample and this whole class has really kind of stuck together. What's that been like, and what's your thoughts here as you're going through your final season?
I mean, it hasn't hit me yet that I'm a senior, or like it's almost over, but I don't know. It's been a lot of fun, and these girls on this team are great, and like us four seniors have really bonded together, and Coach Rory is a great coach, and so she's helped us ever since we were freshmen become the players that we are. And it's just going to be really sad when it's all said and done.
Emily, what's still to accomplish besides going as deep as you've ever been in the NCAA tournament? What's still to accomplish out there for this group of seniors?
I mean, I think we just look game by game, and we just try and do the best we can each game. And then if we do that, then it'll just all fall into place.
Wrapping things up here with Emily Cady. Doug Duda with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Emily, what'll be next? Obviously, I think there's probably more basketball in your future. Is that the path you want to take? And when basketball's done, what's the future for Emily Cady?
Well, I hope to play basketball. If that doesn't happen, then I want to be an occupational therapist. So I'll go to school for, I think, 2 more years.
And did the dogs get anything for Christmas from you?
Yeah, they got a bone and Christmas sweaters.
And they like that? They like that? No problem with putting those on?
No, they love it.
Well, it's great to get to catch up with you, Emily. We'll be watching Thursday night as you guys take on Michigan State and then finally get to return home after a couple of road games here. And we'll see you at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Thanks for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show and kind of enjoy this final week before classes get going again.
Yeah.
Emily Cady joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks, Emily. Again, tomorrow night's game or Thursday night's game at Michigan State. The Huskers ranked 19th in the country. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back to wrap things up after this.
January 10th through the 17th, you can get what you really wanted for Christmas. A new-to-you boat from Buzz's Marine. Lots of great used boats are on display during Buzz's 35th annual used boat show, including deck boats, pontoons, sport boats, and fishing boats. You can even shop inside where it's warm. So stop in between the 10th and the 17th of January, and you will be amazed at the high-quality used boats available. View the entire inventory online at buzzesmarine.com or stop by Buzz's Marine at 507 Central Avenue in Kearney.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
Let Hardware Hank help you stock up and save on Kimberly-Clark paper products, including paper towels, shop towels, and Kleenex. Whether faced with automotive detailing, cleaning the garage, or simply wiping a child's nose, the Scott brand and Hank have what you need to get the job done.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware Hank.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The National Championship Game, presented by AT&T. Both Oregon and Ohio State head to Arlington, Texas with a record of 13-1. Ohio State is seeking their 6th national title, while Oregon is looking for their first. The Buckeyes are 8-0 all-time against the Ducks. Will they make it 9-0? Or will Heisman winner Marcus Mariota and Oregon take the crown? Oregon, Ohio State.
Monday night at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation going to up and update the Doug and Daddy Bowl Challenge, which is the one game to go. We have a winner. We have a winner, but first our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We're asking you about the divisional playoff games this week. And even though Baltimore has had success playing New England, you, the listener, not very confident. 90% say that you like New England to beat Baltimore in one of the AFC divisional games. How about the other one? Denver, Indianapolis. I expect this will be lopsided from you Bronco fans as well. Which team will win the AFC divisional playoff game between the Broncos and Colts? Vote now, Denver or Indianapolis, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, Jeffrey, you have been doing a lot of work here. You've been taking a look at all these college football bowl games. You've got a chart here. What's your chart mean?
Well, we have our winner.
And all these numbers, what do those mean? Those are the
those would be the ones they lost.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
So the winner's on the far right there.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people doing pretty darn well. Our grand prize champion gets the 49-inch LED television, LG LED TV, from Russell's Appliance and Electronics, 704 East 25th in Kearney. And thank Russell's for all they do for the Doug and Daddy Show and the great prizes that they give away for our contest. As we say, our prizes are better than any other radio show, sports talk show, however you want to put it, in this entire great state of Nebraska. And a 49-inch LED TV going to our winner, and it doesn't even matter how the national championship game plays out. It would have had Arkansas State beat Toledo in that shootout on Sunday night, but they didn't. We have a whole host of folks that went 15-13. That would tie you for 32nd. We have 16 more people that went 16-12. That would tie you for 16th. If you got 17 right, went 17-11, which our early leader Tammy did, Tammy Kofel, she was 13-1. But kind of like the Huskers, struggled down the stretch, 4-10. Oh, Tammy, oh, sorry, 17-11 ties you for 8th. You're going to be getting some prizes anyway. Then nobody, or Eldon, we got two people, Eldon and Tim, went 18-10. And then that ties you for 6th. A four-way tie for 2nd right now, 19-9. But none of those people have Ohio State, huh? None of them. So it's over. We have one person in our entire contest that has knocked it out of the ballpark, has ran over the opponents, has taken the turnovers and scored, has played Ohio State Oregon type football in this bowl season. Only one man, and it is a man, stands above all. 20 wins, 8 losses. Congratulations to Ed Carr of Kearney. He is the champion of the 2014/15 Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, the winner of a 49-inch LED LG TV from Russell's Appliance and Electronics. Congratulations to Ed Carr of Kearney. And, of course, Jeff tells me that he had Ohio or Oregon. All these people either had Oregon or somebody else, didn't have Ohio State. But it would have come down to the tiebreaker had Arkansas State won, then Eldon and Ed each would have had 19, and it would have come down to those two and the tiebreaker. And Eldon had like 90 some points in the finals, and Eddie had something around 61. Eddie had 61, Eldon had 92. So that over-under would have been 76 for the TV to see who would have won it. But congratulations to Ed Carr of Kearney. He is the winner of the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza for 2015. We will have more for, the Bracket Buster, the Tournament Challenge, coming up in March for NCAA basketball. And for all the latest, stop on in and see the great folks at Russell's Appliance, 704 East 25th, or go online, russellsappliance.com and electronics.com. russellsappliance and electronics.com for the very latest. And how bad did we do? Let's see. Jimmy, overall 21-17 in the games that we just picked in the Doug and Daddy contest, 15-13 for me, crap again. 17-21 overall, 12-16 in the contest. And Jimmy took Oregon to win the national championship, and I had Florida State over Ohio State in the national championship game. So we won't talk about it anymore. It gets to be a while before we have to make any more predictions, though, so that's the best thing. about this whole deal. Folks, don't forget the national championship game next Monday night, the upcoming Monday, the 12th of January, right here on ESPN Radio Oregon, taking on Ohio State for all of the marbles. Oklahoma, by the way, and you may have seen a little bit of this going on, and some of it was on Husker Extra with Sip and the guys, but Oklahoma has fired co-offensive coordinators Josh Heupel and Jay Norvell. Norvell, of course, had been with the Huskers for a while, and then Heupel, who had played so well and done some good things for Oklahoma, won the Sugar Bowl at the end of last season, entered this season with national championship hopes, but they finished 8-5. They won five of their first six, end of the regular season with an overtime loss to Okie State, then got buried by Clemson when they didn't care in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Heupel was the quarterback for Bob Stoops' only national championship team at Oklahoma in the year 2000. There you go. That wraps up our Doug and Daddy show today. Thanks to Damon Day. We'll find out who makes the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame here in less than an hour. Thanks to Nebraska basketball standout, all-conference selection, All-American hopeful, and Emily Cady for joining us. Tomorrow, our Loper Link will feature UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer. They're going to the Division I Virginia Duels, the only non-Division I school that will be there. The brackets have just come out. We'll talk with the coach about that as they will be on their way to the Virginia Duels. A lot more with Hastings College Game Day tomorrow with Nebraska Wesleyan. Get into some high school coaches as we get towards this first big weekend of January when it comes to getting back into high school athletics. I want to say thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take care.